Practice Test 1. Listening Section. Listen to part of a lecture in a business studies class.
Okay, so we've outlined a number of techniques for effective decision making. Now let's focus on one approach to figuring out how to make good business decisions. Okay, so one way of deciding whether to go ahead with some new investment project is to perform what's known as CBA, or cost-benefit analysis. CBA can estimate and total up the money values of both the benefits and costs to a community, institution, or business to establish whether an investment choice is worthwhile. So let's assume you've generated solutions to a business problem and have thought really carefully about which way to go. You think you have the best solution available, but before going ahead with any investment decision, what you need to do is add up the value of the benefits as well as the costs of this action. Now, what I mean by costs and benefits here is always expressed in monetary terms. So, we find out what the cost is in money terms and also what the benefits might be, also in money terms. Then, we subtract the costs from the benefits and we can choose whether to go ahead or not. All right. In simple terms, costs tend to be what we spend on something, say, for example, a new piece of machinery. And benefits are what advantages, expressed in money units, we get over the lifetime of that machinery because of having purchased it as opposed to, well, not having it or having some alternative. In such a case, we can figure out a fairly simple CBA just by looking at expenses and then subtracting them from the savings brought about by the improvements of introducing the machinery. That would include things like the savings met by not having to pay salaries to employees who previously did the work of the machine. We could add the fact that the machines make fewer mistakes, we hope, than human employees. So there will be fewer rejected products. But on the other hand, we have to factor in the cost of running the machines, such as maybe the increased electricity bill, the cost of repairs, and, of course, the cost of training someone to operate the new equipment. So that much is pretty straightforward. But we also have to think about less tangible, less visible costs and benefits. Cost-benefit analysis really only works if we are careful to add in all the costs and benefits. Costs, especially, are sometimes hidden. For example, in paying for this new stuff, we're taking liquid money and spending it, right? So we're no longer paid interest from having that money in a bank or otherwise invested. Okay, so we have to subtract that loss from the benefit side. Then suppose also that the new machines are noisy. That means soundproofing, that's a cost. Or will it take up more space than the replaced workers and therefore require an addition to the building? These are less obvious costs, but they should be factored in to get an accurate picture. When we do CBA in a more public domain, say on the building of a new road, the calculations can become even more tricky. Although there's some impressive software nowadays that helps us out, of course. So, how do we measure the benefits here? Does the road improve or worsen people's lives? A new road may, for example, damage some wildlife habitat, or some residential community may be inconvenienced by the noise or air pollution. On the other hand, the new road could improve property values by decreasing commuting times. It could also save human lives, since it's safer than the old road. In practice, CBA tries to put a value on all these things, although a lot of people may not like what it says. What it does is try to find out how people really value these apparently subjective things by looking at the financial choices they're prepared to make to gain a benefit or to avoid something on the cost side. In this way, we can put a monetary figure on all benefits and costs. Of course, these calculations can be complex and sometimes controversial. But I want to point out that CBA is a powerful tool and perhaps the most rational way of choosing whether to go ahead with a complex investment decision.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 1. What is the lecture mainly about? 2. In the lecture, the professor describes some costs and benefits of investing in new machinery. Indicate whether each of the following is a cost or a benefit for a company planning on making an investment decision. 3. Why does the professor mention the introduction of machinery? 4. Why does the professor say this?
So that much is pretty straightforward. But we also have to think about less tangible, less visible costs and benefits.
Five. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
When we do CBA in a more public domain, say on the building of a new road, the calculations can become even more tricky. Although there is some impressive software nowadays that helps us out, of course.
Why does the professor say this?
Say on the building of a new road.
Six. According to the professor, how does CBA evaluate subjective things?